Well, I mean, Red really kind of started the winning tradition. He did a hell of a job while I was here, and I didn't get to know Red. I'd met him a couple times, but, you know, it's a great tribute to him, and as well as TD. And, you know, everyone knows how much I love TD and what he did for us while he was here, especially for my career and the player that he was. So it's good to see that, you know, TD get honored tonight as well as tomorrow.
John, what...
Well, I mean, it's, you know, that's what it's all about. I think, you know, and this is kind of the kumbaya for Terrell. It's been, you know, obviously the excitement of, you know, getting called, you know, named to the Hall, elected to the Hall of Fame back in January. And now this is kind of the final stage of it. And for him to be honored in front of, you know, the home crowd, that's what it's really, I mean, ultimately everything is great on the journey. But tomorrow for Terrell or Sunday for Terrell will be tremendous.
John is GM. Are you more disturbed by the five-game losing streak or the fact that, you know, you haven't really competed score-wise in those five games?
Yeah. I mean, that. Yeah. You're going to lose football games in this league, but, yeah, the way that, you know, it's gone about and not being competitive is probably the thing that concerns me the most. And, you know, I think we have it on our football team. We got to learn to be able to battle through those. And obviously they've come in clumps, and we haven't been able to overcome them. But, you know, until we do overcome that, we've got to learn that, you know, it's going to be tough to win football games. So that's why we'll continue to play hard. If we play hard and keep working hard, then good things will happen.
How do you feel Vance has handled this stretch?
You know, it's been tough. You know, anytime you go through a stretch like this, it's very tough on anybody. I don't care if you've been a coach in this league for 50 years or your first year as a head coach. And so, but I think Vance has done a nice job and continued to work at it and continue to work hard. The guys are still playing hard. You know, we just got to overcome the mistakes and stop making those mistakes. And you know, hopefully good things will happen.
Given where your team is, do you hope to see Paxton Lynch play?
You know what, Mike, I would say this, and I mean this when I say this, is I'm not looking past Sunday. We're going to take it one day at a time, and when you get in these type things, that's all you can do. And everybody has an answer. Everybody's got a solution. But the bottom line is those aren't that easy. And the bottom line is how you get out of these slumps is you got to work hard day in and day out. And so that's why we're not looking past tomorrow, and we'll continue to do that. We'll worry about Saturday, and then, you know, hopefully we can come here on Sunday and play like we're capable of playing.
Vance has said his relationship with you has helped him kind of through this tough stretch. I know you didn't imagine it would be this tough, but do you see him kind of learning on the job as he's going through this?
Yeah, and it's always tough. And, it's, you know, it's tough for, you know, anytime you go through a type like this, and I've really not experienced, you know, I've gone through losing streaks before and losses and tough seasons, but, you know, the way that we've lost these games, I think, has been the most disappointing thing. And so those are always the toughest questions to answer. But I think we have the right type of guys, and they understand that. They're working hard, and you know, the desire is still there. They know the expectations, and you know, we're not out of this thing. So, you know, we're not going to say never until we're out, you know, until they say you're no longer in this hunt. So, you know, we've got to start on Sunday with playing well against the Bengals.
Is it harder dealing with this as a player or as a GM?
Well, as a GM. As a player, you can do a little bit more about it. You know, as a GM, you sit back and watch. And so that's why very frustrating for me. And that's why the players have to understand they're the ones that are going to bring us out of it. Not the coaches, but the players are going to have to bring this team out of this. And so hopefully, you know, we're prepared for that challenge.
Can you pinpoint what did go wrong, why it's gone wrong?
You know, I think that, you know, we'll look back, and once the season's over, I think at this point we're still trying to figure out how we can get through it. And so, I mean, there's no question at the end of the year we'll evaluate it, look back, and you know, see what happened. But I will tell you, you know, I think we got a little bit soft. You know, to be dead honest with you, we got a little bit soft. We went 4-0 in preseason.
Yeah.
We started out 3-1. We get a bye week, and, you know, and if you exhale in this league, you're in trouble. And, you know what, to be dead honest with you, I think we exhaled, and, you know, it's hard to recover from that. And so it'll be a lesson that hopefully we all learn and then can prevent it from happening in the future.
Two more for John. What's your confidence?
No, you know, there's going to be growing pains as a head coach, you know, especially as a first-time head coach, as well as, You know, we've got a lot of youth on the staff when it comes to coordinators, too. So there's growing pains there. Just like with players, you got to give them a chance to grow and get better and learn from certain situations. And so, you know, obviously it's been, you know, a little bit tougher situation. But sometimes you learn a lot more in tougher situations than you do when things are going good. So, you know, Vance, is, in my mind, is doing just fine and continue to get these guys to play hard, and the energy is still there. So we'll work our way through it.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.